stick around. We've got Max Maliski coming up after a track here. I'm going to play the title track of his release from last year, Alon Vital. Sorry, Max. we're going to play the title track from that, and then we'll talk to him in a minute. So stick around for that, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.
With the spark of something bright left unseen, you don't. Gleaming eyes, flash of truth, contemplated all the way around. In the dark, when the sun sets below the line across the bay, we find our
It's 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio. We're here with Max Maliski, performing under the name Sadkin. It's nice to have you here, Max. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Adam. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. A total pleasure. We just played a track there, the title track from your album that you came out with in 2017. tell me a little bit about that process. You made that whole album yourself.
I did. Starting out in junior high and having, well, I don't, okay, so I'm stammering, but here we go. Starting out in junior high, my brother had a guitar, I had a bass. When he wasn't around, I played the guitar, and then I would later play the bass, and back and forth between tape decks I went. And then I got a cheap keyboard from Target, so then I had a keyboard that played drum beats, and my father was a drummer, so later came a drum set. And so the multi-instrumentalist idea crept in, and I just kept with it. And sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it is. The you know, is there moments in that process where you're sitting in front of the whole thing and you feel overwhelmed? Is there, you know, or is it such a like you're describing, a growth, a natural kind of progress that just ends up 1 year before now done?
And the writing the instrument parts and writing the songs and the song sections never intimidated me very much. It's something that I gravitated towards quite easily, I think. What was intimidating was right at the end of producing this record, all the finite little mixing elements, a little uncertain about my own ability to produce an album that met the criteria that I was aiming for, and then mastering as well. So those final couple of weeks were very stressful, and I dealt with some uncertain feelings, but
sure.
The songs themselves I felt very strongly about.
Yeah, they're great. The it's a cohesive album, and it feels good going through the tracks. I think that so you just put out, or I guess at the end of last year you put out Reimagined. That was your release then. You've got some mixes and some other people coming in. Why did you decide to bring in some new sounds or some new people into what a project that was once, you know, a solo kind of vibe?
Yeah, I felt strongly about the songs, and I thought that they could be represented differently or in a different way and still be impactful and still be interesting. And I just didn't want the songs to fade away. I wanted to have a new perspective. And I also thought, I had done this whole record by myself. It had taken me years, and I did everything by myself.
Yeah.
And this was a chance for me to kind of open the door.
Sure.
And start working with other people and throwing the raw tracks to other musician friends and asking them to do something fun with it, and
yeah.
hope that they enjoy themselves at least a little bit. And so that was the idea. That's kind of where it came from.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's full of great sound. It's cool to listen to. You can listen to like the Alon Vital and then go into the Reimagine and hear sort of the new, some different elements come in. And I think they play really well off of each other. And it's really cool to see that. We'll talk a little bit more here. I'm going to throw on the first track from that. This is the Hit the Ground Hit the Ground Running. I misread that a little bit. And this is the Monster Mix. So who's on this one? Is this one just you, or this is...
Yeah, this one is one of my mixes.
Just you. Cool. Awesome. Yeah, we'll throw that on, then we'll talk back in a minute. So I'm here with Max Molesky of Sadken on 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio.
Hit the ground, run, run.
Listen to Sport KUMD. That was Hit the Ground Running, Monster Mix from Sadkin's Reimagined. Max Molesky, who is Sadkin, is in the studio with us right now today. We're chatting a little bit. He's got a performance at the Main Club in Superior on Saturday, August 11th. It's this Saturday at 8 p.m. We were just looking at the weather. It's looking just like a beautiful day there. Ingeborg von Agassiz is going to be there. Tenderness as well. You came out with this album late last year. Why wait until now to throw that performance? Or what's the inspiration behind that the upcoming set?
Ingeborg. No, I mean, yeah. A couple of months ago, I was at Blush, and I was chatting with her. We were comparing notes, and I was complaining that, you know what? I felt really strong about this album. And she said, well, it's a good album. And I said, well, I feel like people just aren't quite hearing it. They're just not embracing it like I thought. I don't think it's bad. I think it is good. I really still believe that. And she said, well, you don't play live. You have to play live. And I said, no, I'm not going to play this live. And then she kind of let me have it.
Force your arm a little bit.
Yes. And then a couple minutes after that, another local musician came up, Tobin Dack, and said, so when is Sadkin going to play? And I said, oh, I don't know. I just was telling Ingeborg it's not going to happen. And then a few minutes after that, Gavin St. Clair came up to me and said, so when is Sadkin going to play? And I went home that night, woke up the next morning, and placed a call to my good friend Corey Kaufman. And I said, would you play drums if I did this? And he said, yes. And then I called the guitar player and the bass player. And once I turned that corner, I can't. Yeah, I'm so excited to play.
Cool. Yeah. It's I guess when three great musicians at Blush tell you to do anything, your best bet is just to just go ahead and just get out there. Whatever that guideline is that they give you. So along those lines as well, we were talking a little bit about your background. You've been mixing and mastering for other Duluth artists. Tenderness, Space Carpet, which you played a little bit earlier, Lord Montague, and a few others. I don't know how to put it into words, but there seems to be something about Duluth. There's this vibe in Duluth, this really strong music community. I mean, you just had three musicians at Blush encourage you to do this. What is it? You know, do you have any insight into that? What is it special? What's special about Duluth and that music scene?
We're a very eclectic small town with a great community and a magical lake, and it pulls us all together. And it's really wonderful and refreshing to be up here. I moved here from Minneapolis, and there's a different air in the arts and music community down there that isn't as tethered together as it is up here. And it is really sweet, and from where I stand, it seems very unique. So, that's Duluth.
Yeah, awesome. We got another track here we're going to throw on. This is The Truth, which you will be playing this Saturday. Is that right?
We are going to perform The Truth, yes.
Fantastic. And who else will be performing with you then? So what's the full lineup? You mentioned a few of them.
Right. Corey Kaufman on drums. The great Ethan Thompson on bass. Anton Jimenez will be playing synthesizers. And Nicholas Hansen is going to play guitar.
Sweet. So we're going to throw on that track right now. This is The Truth from Sadkin's Ilan Vital.
Truth is both of you staring in.
That was The Truth from Alon Vital, Sadkin's release in 2017. We're joined in the studio by Sadkin, Max Molesky here. Tell us a little bit about that song, Max. Is there a meaning behind that?
Yeah, it does. Woefully cryptic, I suppose, about recurring lucid dreams I was having about two souls that would come wake me up and take me on nightly adventures, kind of escape through the night. And yeah, it's kind of what that song is about.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Is that the easiest part of writing songs, is coming up with, are there endless experiences like that for you to work with, or what's that process look like? Is it?
Okay. Well, the songs, if you were to ask me, which you just did, and I'm glad that you did, I kind of think that songs are already written.
Okay. Right?
We're going to go deep here.
Okay.
I have this idea that all the songs are written and they're perfect and they're kind of on the other side. We'll call it the upside down.
Oh.
I'm joking now. I mean, kind of joking. I love Stranger Things. We'll just say on the other side of whatever it is that exists beyond us. And we kind of poke holes in the sky and we stumble upon these song ideas by stumbling on chords or a lyric or a melody. And it is our job as artists and musicians to carefully kind of set up an archaeological dig and try to uncover the perfect song that exists on the other side. And the more careful and methodical and diligent you are in that process, the closer you come to sort of actualizing that song to its potential that already exists. So you're really just revealing something that's already there. That's my take on it.
That's pretty beautiful, man. Yeah, and the Stranger Things reference is kind of spooky world under there. Is there an element to that? I mean, there's sort of a darker kind of undertone to some of the, you know, the reoccurring dreams thing. Is that a way for you to express that part of your, you know, your insides somewhere, or your upside down?
Of course. You know, the album deals a bit with some grief. I had some loss in my life, both my parents, and it was working on these songs was a way for me to deal with that. And yeah, so there's great things on the other side. There's everything exists on the other side, right? If you are with me on this voyage, if you will. And so yeah, there's songs on there that are heavy, and there's at least what they mean to me. And I, to be fair, I did hide some of that heaviness in melody and hook and music. Sure. That doesn't necessarily feel heavy. That was my goal.
Yeah.
Like numb is actually a very deep song recounting some tough times, but I wrapped it in a song that I think sounds kind of, it doesn't sound that heavy, but it, I don't know. It was a way for me to sort of wrap a song that meant a lot to me into something that people can listen to and not walk away from it thinking, oh man, that was too much. I don't find song. I don't care to hear that.
Sure.
You know, because sometimes when you buy a record, because I've experienced this, where you know that it is a deep album. It's a profound album, but it also deals with pain or sadness or anger. As great as it might be, it can be a challenge to get through, and you aren't always up for it. So I don't. It was my way of kind of preparing a song that meant a lot, that had some very deep roots, but could be listened to without people feeling too heavy about it. So yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and I think that you did a mix here, the Pins and Needles mix on Reimagined. I think we'll close out with that one if you're cool with that.
Great.
It's been a total pleasure, Max. It's great talking to you, man. We could talk for hours. But just a reminder there, he is performing this Saturday, August 11th, 8 p.m. Ingeborg von Agassiz will be there. Tenderness at the Main Club in Superior. So thanks for coming on, Max. Thanks for talking with us.
Adam, thank you. It's been a delight.
Absolutely. Well, this is Numb from the Pins and Needles mix from Sadkins Reimagined, right here on The Local on KUMD 103.3.
Now they're sending modulated shortwave at us, sir.
Frequency modulated?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I see you're near. Apparently a signal.
What are you doing here? You have no right to...
No, of course I have no right. No right to be here. No right to watch your face. To learn like a fool. No right to whisper to your heart. To tell you that I love you. That I love you.
Remain in light long after the night. Oh, I feel.
That was Birds of Paradise from Max Maliski of Sadkin's release Elan Vital. Big thanks to Max for coming in, hanging out with us. You've been listening to The Local on KUMD 103.3 Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org.